Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, March 29th, and we'd like to wish a happy Easter weekend to all who celebrate. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories brought to you by BCTV. Three Beaufort County EMS workers earned awards. Public outcry has prevented the closing of a Hunting Island boat ramp. And a new charter school ties together education and Gullah Geechee heritage. Plus, we have some events to get you out and about this weekend. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where BCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on BCTV and on the BCTV YouTube channel. Three Hampton County natives now serving with Beaufort County Emergency Medical Services recently earned top awards at the annual South Carolina Emergency Medical Services Symposium. Last week, the SCEMS Association held its annual SCEMS Symposium at Kingston Plantation in Myrtle Beach. SCEMS agencies and professionals are eligible to receive awards recognizing their professionalism along with their efforts to go above and beyond to serve their community. All nominations are reviewed and vetted by a panel of professionals from outside the South Carolina area. This year, Beaufort County EMS personnel received awards for Paramedic of the Year, Advanced Emergency Medical Technician of the Year, and Emergency Medical Technician of the Year, a feat rarely, if ever, accomplished by one state EMS agency, said Beaufort County EMS spokesperson Ginger Marshall. All three winners, while employed by Beaufort County, are Hampton County natives and can be found volunteering in their community as well. The winners as follows are 2023 South Carolina Paramedic of the Year, Heather Nikki Jarrell; 2023 South Carolina Advanced Emergency Medical Technician of the Year, Jason Schroyer; and 2023 South Carolina Emergency Medical Technician of the Year, Eddie Catlin Schroyer. Public outcry and pressure from local lawmakers has prompted the South Carolina Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism to walk back a previous decision to permanently close a popular Hunting Island boat ramp, at least for now. When South Carolina State Parks announced that the Rust Point Hunting Island would be permanently closed beginning April 1st due to deteriorating boat surfaces resulting from erosion, many boaters pressed their elected officials to have the decision reviewed and reversed. According to Chip Campson, Republican from Charleston, whose district includes Hunting and Fripp Island, that's exactly what is going to happen. The public pushback and conversations Campson said he had with the SCPRT director Dwayne Parrish led to change of heart from SC State Parks, which is the part of the agency. Campson told the Beaufort Gazette and Island Packet Wednesday morning. SC State Parks, Campson says, now plans to study fixing the road and keeping the boat ramp open. A financial audit shows taxpayer dollars were used to purchase everything from snacks to wearable technology in Beaufort County. The audit looked at purchases made on county cards from 2019 to 2023, all this in the wake of the firing of County Administrator Eric Greenway in September of last year. About 3 months later, the 14th Circuit Solicitor's Office asked South Carolina Attorney General to open investigations into Greenway conduct, including allegations he misspent tens of thousands of dollars. Community ties and Gullah Geechee heritage will be major pillars of a new charter school coming to St. Helena Island. Sea Island's Heritage Academy was approved by Public Charter School District Board of Trustees in April 2023 and recently announced its inaugural school year is planned to begin in August. For Executive Director Alana Jenkins, the opening has been a years-long process. Jenkins spent a decade at charter schools in New York City as a teacher, a dean of students, and assistant principal of humanities. She also is a fellow at BES, a national nonprofit that identifies and prepares leaders to transform education in their communities. (laughs) Now I've got some events to get you out and about this weekend. This week, the Hilton Head Island Wine and Food Festival makes its return, bringing with it beautiful weather, delicious sips, and tasty bites from the region's culinary leaders. Hilton Head Island Food and Wine has been supporting the community for 39 years. For more information on this, please head to local.aarp.org. This event will take place at Celebration Park on Pope Avenue in Hilton Head. Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. at USCB, you can enjoy Queen, A Tribute to Greatness. Come experience the electrifying Queen, A Tribute to Greatness Educator Edition, where we will honor Queens Miss Priscilla Drake, Miss Lynn Bryant, and Miss Davina Coleman for their years of service as educators. Additionally, we will honor Miss Inez Miller for tireless community service. Lynn, Yvette, and friends will pay a musical tribute to the legendary Queens of Soul Music. For more information, please head to BufordSC.org. And as always, there's movie fun at the Highway 21 Drive-In Theater. This weekend, for all you sci-fi lovers, Screen One will be the place to be. At 8 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can see Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. And then at 9:45, you can see Dune Part 2. On Screen 2 at 8 p.m., you can see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire rated PG-13, and then at 9:45, you can see Anyone But You rated R. And finally, on Screen 3, at 8 p.m., you can see Kung Fu Panda 4 rated PG, and Ark of the King rated PG-13 at 9:35. Hopefully some of these events piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe Easter weekend, Beaufort County. As always, we ask that you check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services, where you can find courtesy posts for missing pets, found pets, and pets that you can adopt. Today we'd like to introduce Sandstone. Sandstone is such a beautiful girl. She is the most mellow dog we have. Calm, quiet, easy to walk on a leash, and loves to cuddle in your lap. Sandstone would be a great family dog and perfect for an older couple too. She is 2 years old and weighs 58 pounds. Call 843-255-5010 to schedule a time to meet her. And Semper Fur and Tails LLC is fostering and hopefully will find a forever home with our skittish and nervous shepherd. He's very food driven because he came in malnourished. Treats help him gain human trust, but he still has a little way to go. If anyone out there has time and extra love to give to this boy, please call 843-255-5010. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. This podcast is a production of BCTV. To learn more about BCTV, please head over to BeaufortCounty.tv. Matt Golden, production specialist. Chloe G, social media and production specialist. Cassie Hedden, production specialist. Tony Verga, director. All rights reserved.